Now, your father's people went from New England where? Directly to Illinois, or did they come into the Western
Reserve? My father's ancestors came to Guilford, Massachusetts in 1629. And they stayed there for a number of years until the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's grandmother was a school teacher who came west to Illinois and settled in Elmwood, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting that they were from Guilford.
I have a book. I didn't know all this until just recently. And I was reading the book. My grandmother was a great one for learning all about family, but I was never too interested. But I did read that not too long ago.
Thank you. It's a surprising thing, isn't it? Did your head rather sort of swim for a couple of days after you read that? Same thing happened to me. I was checking through some of these workbooks. And I always thought that the began with my father.
Yes.
But
well, there's a few of us, unless your parents are really just family tree conscious, know very little about our ancestors. But my mother was joining the Daughters of Confederacy here, so she had we had some information about her ancestors, and so then I read about hers, and it's very interesting. And I like history, so it's a...
Uh-huh.
It's been fun to just try to figure out where they did keep running and what they did.
Now, let's say you come in late at night and Joe's in here and there's a knock on the door and Joe says, "Who is it? What would you tell him?"
Is Joe outside?
No, Joe's inside and you're outside.
I'd say it's me.
So would I.
And if he didn't know who me was, he better find out.
If you're 5 feet five and somebody else is 5 feet five, you'd say she is what?
Same size I am.
And if you can do something well, but someone is more adept at it, you might say she can do it
better.
Excuse me?
Better.
Better what?
Better than I can.
And this next one is one that I have a little success with. But I can't figure out the right context to put it in. So I won't ask it.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't know how to put it.
Let me read the question then.
It's just one word. Let's see, let's say I'm sitting here with someone and this someone and I own something jointly. Then you, in reference to this, would say it's what? You wouldn't say it's mine, you'd say
it's theirs?
Well, it belongs to this fellow here, this hypothetical.
It belongs to you all.
Mm-hmm. George came right out with it, didn't she? And if, on the other hand, it belongs to you and your husband, you'd say this is
ours.
And let's say you're asking my wife and me to come visit you. What would you say to us? Now, wait a minute. This isn't a good one. I forgot about that set context. Y'all come.
Whatever your wife. You and Bob, come over tonight.
Or if you don't want to mention our names.
Why don't you all come over?
Don't you wish you were in this business?
I'll have my share, thank you. I was speaking, begging for pardon.